Okay, looks like we're ready to roll, so we'll just jump right in. First thing is we want to thank everybody for your time and for coming to the session. In this particular session, we're going to take you through a tutorial on how to build what was shown in one of the earlier keynotes. How many people saw the kind of connected car demo in one of the earlier keynotes? Awesome, so a fair amount of familiarity with it. Basically, in this session, we're going to show you how to build what you saw in that keynote. In fact, everybody's going to build what you saw in that keynote. And so what was handed around on the pieces of paper is where you can get the source code and a deployment tool to help you get going building that particular solution. It should be pretty straightforward. There's step-by-step, kind of click-by-click steps in the content. Thanks, Anand. So up in the tutorial prerequisites here, we've got everything you'll want to download. And so if you look at the piece of paper that you have, you may want to start downloading from that first URL. Yes, it's case sensitive, so make sure you get the big Q and all that in your URL, or else it'll kind of cause you some pain. But you may want to start downloading that package up top, because that will be the thing that we'll reference later in the tutorial. We're going to try and get through kind of this front matter, the presentation side of this tutorial, as quickly as we can, such that you can have some time to just get hands-on with the content, get hands-on with Cortana Analytics, and start playing with the pieces and parts and seeing how they come together. And that package will be kind of our key for it. Yeah, is there a question from the back? You didn't get the sheets?
Yeah, we
Okay.
did not have sheets for everyone, so you need to just share that. I just passed it on every table.
As soon as we get through the content, we'll also put the link back up, and a few of us will walk around with USB keys for anybody who has trouble downloading. I'll give you mine for those guys. So Kieran here can walk around and help people get the content as well. So he'll make his way around as we go. Thanks. So as you've probably seen in a few of the sessions, Cortana Analytics is actually made up of a suite of services that all kind of serve different purposes, whether it's for complex event processing or orchestration or storing big data or doing machine learning. And the idea of this tutorial is help to give you a sense of how to build an end-to-end advanced analytics application or solution by combining these constituent services together to solve an end-to-end use case. The use case we picked for this tutorial is what we call the connected car, basically taking data off of connected cars for use of kind of analyzing driver behaviors, analyzing behaviors of the car itself, et cetera. But very little about what you'll kind of take away from this tutorial will be specific to just the car scenario. Our goal here is to give you a sense of how to connect the pieces and parts of the Cortana Analytics stack in such a way to solve the kind of the analytics scenarios that you have. This is just one hands-on way of getting a feel for the services that exist in the Cortana Analytics suite and how to start connecting them together. But as you deploy the solution that we have in the tutorial, feel free to play with it, change it, muck with it. It's very easy to blow away everything that got deployed to your solution as part of this tutorial and start again. So we encourage you to go through the tutorial and then experiment with it later to get a feel for all of the services in the suite. So as we said, the objective of our tutorial today is to really get you from what are the pieces and parts of Cortana Analytics to developing an end-to-end solution. There's a lot of guidance available in the docs. In terms of targeted audience, you'll see the solution that you end up deploying in your Azure subscription with the tutorial content actually has a lot of different parts to it. Some would have been done by kind of your traditional data developer, data architect in terms of what is the flow of data from where it's born through its ETL process into an eventual structured store. That's typically things you'd have kind of your data integrator, data developer do. There's aspects of that in the tutorial. There's also use of machine learning algorithms inside of the tutorial that typically a data scientist would do. And so we'll walk you through how to marry the world of data integration with data science. And you can get a sense of kind of how those two things come together. And then finally, decision makers. The way to experience this connected car solution is through a visual dashboard using Power BI that typically you'd be creating for your decision maker in your company or target customer. And so one of the things we're doing with Cortana Analytics is making something that we're calling pre-configured samples. These pre-configured samples are actually an accelerant for you. They're a way to get you jump-started in building your own solutions. And so what we're trying to do is make a set of these samples that are very easy to deploy, very easy to get you started, so that you can see how the pieces and parts of Cortana Analytics come together, and then more importantly, view the source, see how it's working, customize it, make it your own. Make it solve the problems that are, you know, relevant to you. So the demo today, or the solution accelerator that we have today, as I mentioned, it's about a connected car. The high-level example is almost every car now has some way of generating data. The prediction is that most of the cars in the next few years will be internet connected. And you can imagine there's a lot of scenarios for advanced analytics off of cars. But don't just stay with cars. Think of any device generating data for which you want to collect the events off of that device, collect the events out of that store, store them en masse, process them with a big data tool, maybe predict based on that information. And what we've done is just put it in the setting of the connected car to make it very concrete so you can see how the pieces and parts come together. But by no means are the pieces and parts in the Cortana Analytics suite that we've used today only applicable to this end-to-end scenario. It's just one that we've chosen. So what you'll see is an emulator of events coming off of a car, meaning, you know, how fast is the car going, how did it slow down, et cetera. Those events are going to be ingested into the cloud through something called Event Hub. Then those events are going to be processed with something called Azure Stream Analytics, a great way to process data that's being streamed into the system. You'll create a real-time dashboard showing you how the events are coming in off of the cars and what's happening. You'll also create more of a batch or integration flow to collect all of the events from all of the vehicles and store that en masse so that you can look at trending over time. Maybe, you know, you can imagine in a scenario of a fleet of drivers, how safe are my fleet of drivers? Are they constantly speeding up, hard braking, et cetera? How efficient are the drivers, et cetera? So the idea here is to give you a sense of how to deal with real-time data, how to deal with batch data, how to bring ML into the picture, and then finally how to visualize all of this with Power BI. And so lastly, what we're going to do just as part of this kind of lead-up section is that Anand is going to walk you through kind of a demonstration of the connected car solution that you saw in the keynote, just at a little bit more level of detail. So a little more hands-on, a little more how it works, how things are stitched together. And then we're going to try and save as much time in the session for you guys to download the package and just start working on it. And there's a number of us around. There's a couple of guys in the back, Wei Sheng and Hiran, can you raise your hands? These guys are masters of this particular tutorial, so anytime you hit an issue, just flag one of us. This is why we're here, to help kind of carry you through the issues so that you can experience all the parts firsthand with everybody around to kind of unblock you and get you to the next step. So really our goal today is get you to as fast as possible playing with Cortana Analytics yourself instead of just hearing about it. So Anand, you want to walk through and we'll take it from there.
Thanks, Mike. So what I'm going to do here is to show the end result after you have deployed the solution. And this solution, as Mike mentioned, it showcases how a car dealership, an insurance company, or an automobile company could leverage the capabilities of Cortana Analytics to gain real-time and predictive insights on vehicle health and driving habits. So assume Contoso Motors is one of the car dealerships in a city called Redmond in Washington, for those who are not familiar with it. And they have recently deployed the connected car solution using Cortana Analytics. And what you see here is how they are gaining these rich, predictive, and real-time insights on the data. So there are two aspects to this. On the left, whatever you see is the real-time insights on vehicle health. And on the right side of this dashboard, what you see is driving habits. So what I'm going to do next is start the data simulator. And this simulates real-time data from vehicles. Vehicle produces signals and diagnostic events, and usually vehicles are connected in one of two ways. They can have an embedded Wi-Fi connection, and a lot of vehicles currently have that connectivity. The other way of connecting, which is more popular, is through a device which looks something like this. This is called an OBD2 device. It connects to your vehicle's diagnostic port, and it starts emitting signals and diagnostic information. And generally, a vehicle could have up to 200 sensors, which produces all of that data. And now, you see here, the data starts generating. And I'm going to start another application here. As this is happening, you'll start this dashboard updating in real time. And here you go. The data is coming through Event Hub. Event Hub is Microsoft's fast pipe to ingest millions of events per second. So what we do is use Event Hub to ingest those data. It uses Azure Stream Analytics for performing real-time insights on the data. We use machine learning for two purposes. One, for identifying or predicting vehicles that require maintenance. And this happens by using certain parameters from vehicles, like engine oil, engine temperature, and tire pressure. And what you see here, so there's something very interesting. You see here vehicles requiring maintenance. It tells Contoso Motors that at this point in time, these are number of vehicles on road that requires maintenance. And I'm going to click on this. And this tells me these are the VINs of vehicles that requires maintenance. It looks like Redmond has more vehicles that require maintenance than a city called Bellevue. And it also tells me what are the models of vehicles that requires maintenance. And it looks like family salons and hybrids, which are otherwise considered reliable car, that requires more maintenance than something like a sports car or convertible. And how this information is useful for a car dealership or an automobile company? They can use something like this for personalized marketing campaign because they know exactly what are the VINs of vehicles, what are the drivers that require maintenance. They can do personalized marketing campaign. They can do proactive alerting and notification to the drivers. A lot of the times, you see a light glowing in your dashboard, but you don't have any idea what to do next. Now, a vehicle retailer or a dealership can use that information to tell you something which is very actionable, something like your oxygen sensor is low, and you need to take the car for servicing in the next 7 days, which is improving the customer experience. And now since they also know the vehicles that require maintenance or the models of vehicles that require maintenance, they can use this kind of information for doing demand forecasting of parts. Now going back to the dashboard, there's something else which is very interesting on the driving habits. And the driving habits, we kind of process that in batch, in cold path, and we get the trending of driving and the trending of driving habits that provides the information of who are the drivers, what are the models that are driving aggressively, or what are the models that are driving in an eco-friendly way. So if I click on this guy, as expected, you see sports cars are more aggressive than a compact car. You know that Seattle, which is a city in Washington, has more drivers that are driving aggressive than another city like Redmond. And you also know here the trending that summer, towards the end of the year, has more drivers driving aggressively than at the beginning of the year. So these are some of the examples of insights that are super helpful for not just vehicle companies, but somebody like insurance company. So Progressive has this program called Snapshot. And what they do is they provide a device which is very similar to this one. It's called Snapshot. And you need to connect this to the car's diagnostic port. And based on the data that's collected, they categorize driving into different habits: high-risk driving, medium risk, and low risk. And based on that, your insurance premium is going to vary. So what you see here, as Mike mentioned, it not just applies to vehicles, cars, but any connected device. It could be printers, it could be smart watches, it could be anything that is connected, and organizations can use this information to gain insights, to transform data into actionable insights to improve their customer experience. So what you are going to do next is to go deploy what you saw here into your own subscription, follow the steps, and replicate this exact dashboard at the end of the day. This is exactly what we are going to do. We have about 90 minutes, and this 90 minutes, the goal is each one of you to be able to replicate this exact same solution in your subscription. Any questions before we get started?
If you guys have any challenges or you have any questions about the tutorial after this session when we're not around, feel free to email any of those two emails, and we'll help you out with any questions you have about the tutorial, deployment of the tutorial, and we'll loop in more folks as well to get you going. So that's in your doc. You have it if you've downloaded the content.